You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Genesis chapter 2 and verse 19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. For us to understand how God leads us, how God intends to lead us, we must understand this Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 and 19 rather. God created man in his own image. In the mind of God, putting himself in us, he wants to give us ability to be able to make certain decisions of our own. And those decisions will be right. You see, God, he created the animals and then he brought them to the man. He didn't tell Adam, call this one goat, call this one lion. He said whatever he calls them. That is, you know, so in God, man still had liberty because man was created in the image and likeness of God. God so much trusted what he has created that he doesn't need to whisper any animal name to Adam. Anything Adam calls it, maybe if it was God doing the name may be slightly different. But what God had created is such that whatever Adam calls something, that was it. Do you know even the woman was named by Adam? Not by God. God created the woman. God just said, I will make for him a helpmeet. Then when Adam saw the woman, said, this one shall be called woman. For she was taken out of man. It was Adam that named even the wife. So you are, if you are a woman today, Adam named you. That's your name. God said, I will let us make man. So God was the one who pronounced man. But woman, it was man who named the woman. And God didn't change it. And God allowed it. Did you know that David, he named his son Solomon. God gave him another name. But many of you don't know that name till today. That there was a name that God called Solomon. Most people don't even know it. It's Solomon, you all know. Because God allowed that. You see, so the intention of God is that we will be so much full of the life of Christ that we will be able to make certain decisions. That if we allow our judgment. Look at it. When it came to the issue of dressing, do you know the principle of the scripture? He said you should be moderate. He didn't define it for you. He didn't come up with rules of how we are to dress and give us rules here, rules there. No, he said be moderate. Do you know what God is doing? He's leaving it to our discretion. Because if you are truly full of the Holy Spirit, if you are truly received Jesus and the mind of Christ is operating in you, you will dress well. Why you need to still be telling people that, can't you see that what you are dressing, the way you are dressed like this, is not proper. When you are still telling people those basic things, I'm telling you the truth. They have not fully received this Jesus. If you truly receive him, sometimes as a man, you are going to, the Holy Spirit will tell you the way you are dressed is not proper. Change it, dress properly. And then you change your dress properly. You see, so there is something that regulates from the inside. It's not rules. We don't live by rules. There was no rule guiding Adam. God just brought the animal. And look at it. The scripture says that whatsoever Adam, not God, whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. That's how God intended that we walk. You see, God didn't intend that anything you want to eat, God, should I eat this food? Should I not eat this food? You want to stand up, God, should I stand up? Should I not stand up? You want to do something? Should I do this? No. His intention is to fill us with his life. And that life will now regulate our decisions. Adam couldn't create animal, so God didn't ask him to create the animal. But he could name it. So you see, it was just God's delight to bring us into his work. Before Adam, God was the one naming everything. The moon, the sun, and God called the name this. He called the name this. But once it came to, after the creation of Adam, God said, name everything I'm creating. And he started naming it. And God trusted his judgment because God's life was in him. That's the intention till today. The intention is that you will be full of Christ. The intention is that you will grow to the image of Christ. The Bible says, for those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. Brethren, this is the gospel. You will have so much of his life. You can make decisions. Why is it that people don't know what to do? You don't have Christ. So you are running to the mountain. You are running to one man of God. You are running here to skater. Because you don't know what to do. You increasingly know what to do as you grow in the image of Christ. As you grow into his likeness. Because as his life increases in you, then you are able to make right decisions. That does not mean that you don't ask him. We ask questions when we don't know. We ask him this. But I tell you, on a daily basis, we are actually guided by his life. I went to a meeting. In that meeting, before I went, I perceived the Lord said, you are going to speak at this meeting. So they were having discussion. And they were just going the wrong way. And I sensed that God wants me to speak. But I kept quiet until the moderator now asked me and said, please, Bro Shegun, can you help us throw light on this issue? Then I spoke. You see, why did I keep quiet? The life was regulating me. Never put yourself forward. It was just the life of God on the inside. And God then provided the opportunity. And then I was able to speak. It was the life that was regulating. So please, note what Christianity really is. It's the life of Jesus. When he said, I will give you life, I will give you life. He's not talking about, I will make you live forever. All of us will live forever. Whether even if you are not born again, you will live forever. That's why people will burn in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. They will live forever. Eternal life. What Jesus is promising is the very life of God. That a token of it was put in Adam. But the fullness of it now is being put inside of us. It is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. Can you imagine? So when God has filled us with himself, we will be able to make some decisions. You see, Paul got to a point. The Bible says he was pressed in his spirit when he saw the idolatry. He didn't say, God, should I preach? Paul was just pressed in his spirit and he began to preach. God trusted his judgment. At the point when they wanted to go to Asia Minor and it was not time to go to that place, the Holy Spirit said, no, this one, you are not going here. But at some places, you see the life of Christ on the inside simply regulate us and God trust us. And this is what is restoring to us back in Christ Jesus. That we will be so much full of his life, of his mindset, that we will be acting right like him. That is the desire of God. Hallelujah. God wants you to participate in what he's doing. It's not like that song says, it's not that we need him. It's not that he needs us rather, but that he chose by himself to need us. He doesn't need us. In fact, on the contrary, we need him. But he chose to need us and include us in what he's doing. God wants you to be a part of what he's doing. You are not just a non-entity that is begging God every day for prayer. That is the concept of Christianity you think you have. That you think you should go and meet a man somewhere every morning to go and be praying so that your prayer can be answered. That's not who you are. You are made in his image. God wants to walk with you. God wants to trust your judgment. He wants to put his very life inside of you. He wants to partner with you. You are not just somebody struggling to eat on the face of the earth. Oh, may God give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.